Hey there, it's myself, Mr. B, R-O-T-P-O-D, rollingofftrackpodcast.com. That's a place to find everything, photography, videos, podcasts, quick reads. So thanks for sharing, downloading, streaming, everything you do with the Rock Pod, appreciated. Numbers are going up, so just keep the Rock Pod going strong. And just a little reminder for everybody, September 10th, it's going to be on a Saturday. It's going to be 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern. So that's going to be 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. And I'm going to be teaming up with a couple of gamers. One of the gamers is Dog of Days 2-3, and the other is Twisted Crash. They have their own Twitch channels. You can head on over there to check out what they're playing, watch them play, and as well as some other podcasters such as FYFC Podcasts, Drunken Dork Podcast, This or That Podcast, Human Echoes Podcast, After Six Podcast, and the Square Roots Podcast. So you'll be able to watch any of these groups live stream that day, the full 12 hours, while we take donations, whether it's $1, $2 and up, doesn't matter. Donation is a donation, and all donations will be going toward the Child's Play charity program. If you don't know what the program is, it's basically all the money that gets raised, it goes toward the children to give them video games, let them have video games in the hospitals, provide entertainment, make them comfortable in the hospitals. So those kids that spend all their time in the hospitals getting better and better, sometimes they don't have games, sometimes they don't have any sort of entertainment. So that's what this Child's Play charity program is. So that's what we're raising money for. So hopefully that day, September 10th, Saturday, come join us, watch us play, watch us stream, watch us podcasts, and just hit that link and download $1 or more. Makes a big difference, everybody. So again, appreciate the listens. Keep listening, sharing, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Later.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
So I was looking at the Facebook post, and remember the post you posted, Big D, about one of your favorite songs was "Ashes of Eden" from Breaking Benjamin. So I listened to it a few times, and I was trying to listen to it real good. And some parts, you know, like the simple words.
Yeah.
I understood some of it, but like the whole meaning of the song, and because you know some people like songs for a different reason.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I was trying to figure it out. So I was just going to ask you guys if you guys know the meaning, or I don't know if it's a general meaning for everybody, or if you think it's a general meaning for everybody. Or if it's just a meaning just for you.
Well, actually, I think well, Brian explained it to me, and the more I listen to it, the more it does make sense. That he is talking about that he was being unfaithful to his wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that he's trying to hold on to his marriage, and that's why he's asking her not to leave. You know, because there's nothing else left. And when you hear the beginning of the song, you know, it talks about at the final day when he has to answer for all his mess ups, will he be able to go in, you know what I mean? Almost like in the pearly gates of heaven or something.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And he's talking to his wife. The only thing that I don't get about it is the Ashes of Eden. I mean, now I'm sure that has badass meaning somewhere. You know, the Ashes of Eden part, but...
Until it comes, yes. Until that time comes, so yeah. They could be maybe like part of the Bible or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what he's talking about. You know, because, you know, when that final day has come, Oh man, I know the words too, dude.
This is when we sing it. This is when the words come to our heads.
Sing it. You have to sing it, sing it.
Listen to the song.
Yeah, dude, that's a, you know, and when he explained it to me, and the more I listen to it, the more it does make sense.
Yeah.
On that, you know what I mean? That he was unfaithful to his wife, and that he's asking for forgiveness, and even on that final day, if he can, will he still be able to go in?
Is that the same? That's how you explain it too?
Yeah, just explain it that he messed up with her somewhere along the line, and he doesn't want her to go. She wants to leave, but he don't want her to go.
She wants to leave.
Mm-hmm. So he's trying.
Is it wife, or is it just like you're just your special somebody?
It could be a special somebody. You know, either way,
somebody special to him, and he doesn't want to lose that person.
So that part, it could be on the person listening to him. Mm-hmm. Could be like your wife or your. Or somebody you think that's the one or something like that?
Yeah.
That's a good song.
And what, you know, I love it so much, you know, not personally, you know, because I did that or something, whatever. It was just the way he sings it, man, the way he words it, dude. Yeah. And the way the whole song is just laid out and played. Dude, you can't help but love that song, dude.
Yeah.
Even if you've never done that, you know, which I'm sure a lot of people haven't, you know, or if they did, whatever. I mean, if you did, then the song takes a whole new meaning for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But if you didn't, you're still going to love the song. It's just the way it is, man. You know?
The song is badass.
You know, you're going to sing it like your heart out like you fucking did. Because did you see when I did the Marco Polo when they were playing that song when I was at the concert? I'll show you. And there, I was showing him, you know, showing him live.
Yeah.
But you hear me in the background, dude.
I'm his heart out.
I was singing my heart out, dude. I'll show you where it is, dude. Man.
So this is like one of those songs you can keep in your library. And
this song,
it's a must.
This one, there's two of them that are for that. Well, actually, three of them on Breaking Benjamin that I will keep in my library. I'll probably never get tired of.
Yeah.
Ashes of Eden is one of them. Dear Agony is another one. That takes on a whole new meaning for me.
That one also.
Dear Agony. Yeah. Dude, I can freaking relate to that freaking song like a son of a gun, dude. Oh, I'm so serious about that, man. But that could be on another podcast. You want to talk about that? I'd give you about a 30-minute rant on that one.
Dear Agony?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. And then the other one, When the Angels Fall.
Yeah, that's my second favorite song right there.
When the Angels Fall?
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. I like how he sings it. It's the way his voice. He has a good voice.
That's a good voice.
Yeah, that's...
Even his voice, even when he sings hard, too, like I Will Not Bow, his voice comes out real good, too. And then I noticed on the Ashes of Eden, when he sings a little bit softer, his voice is still pretty good.
And what's crazy about it, there's three singers. There's the guitar player that sings, and then there's the bass player that sings. And they all have the damn voice, all sounds the same, dude.
Really?
Yeah, all three of them sing, man. It's freaking badass.
If you ever watch their videos, you can see them in the background singing.
Oh, I know.
There's the three of them that on the different songs, they all take lead and sing, man.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
So the three songs is Ashes of Eden.
Dear Agony.
And then When Angels Fall.
And then you get the other ones like Diary of Jane. Diary of Jane is pretty good.
Yeah, there's a couple good songs in
there. I Will Not Bow is pretty damn good.
I Will Not Bow is like the number one from them.
Yeah, I Will Not Bow. That, you know, that's for more or less like for the military, the cops, and anybody else that's struggling or something. You know what I mean? That you're not going to bow to life or anything else.
Yeah. It's like, you like not give up or...
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Big D, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
And Stretch, check this out.
Yeah.
I want to know, because it's been kind of brewing in my mind, why don't you play games? Not like casual games, but like you said you have a PS4?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, what's the reason why you don't play games?
Well, one of the main reasons is because I don't have a internet at home.
Oh, okay.
Then, huh? I play games and I'm just not a gamer, man. I'm just not.
I guess the first thing, you know, internet. Some games you don't need internet.
Yeah, you can put it in there.
If you like adventure games or even casual games, huh? Mm-hmm. Casual games, there's a bunch of games out there.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just don't. I'm not a gamer. The reason I got the PS4 because the freaking Blu-ray, man. The yeah. movies, you know, and that's the sound quality. I mean, the quality of the whole thing is fucking badass.
Yeah.
You know, the sound, the picture, everything, man. The only reason I got it. Other than that, it's still being a box.
yeah, that was just one of the questions that I had. Like, and any like even the listeners, like what's their reason for not playing their games, or what just for any reason why they don't play? That's sometimes I always wanted to ask somebody that.
Oh wow.
Why they don't play? And so yeah, there's a bunch of games out there that you could try out if you want.
Mm-hmm.
What games do you play on your phone?
On my phone, the only one I do play is that I'm not all the time, but it's called Insanity.
Insanity?
Yep. There's this thing trying to bust your bubble, and you got to keep going and keep going. And every time you do, you hit the middle button, and it doubles the guys that are trying to kill you, and then it goes faster. And that's what it's called Insanity, because you got to keep going, you got to keep going, you got to keep going.
yeah.
And you generate more points that way.
So that's the only one you play?
Yeah, but not often, but I play that one, yeah.
Alright. Cool. What do you think about that, Stretch?
I think that's interesting. He plays games on his phone, but not on the PS4.
Well,
just... So he plays games on the phone, but not on the PS4.
Well, I mean... That's... it. And most of the time, if I'm at somewhere to a restaurant or somewhere waiting for something, that's when I break it out and play with it. Other than that, I don't.
So just... overall, you're just not really into games?
Mm-mm. No. I mean, I play to have fun with a bunch of guys, but...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just not gonna sit there by myself and play the shit out of a game, no.
Yeah. So, like, if your friend or something like tells you to join in or whatnot, mm-hmm. then you'll play?
Yeah. I'll play that way, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, okay.
But so other than that, yeah.
A gamer, but not a gamer.
Yeah.
Still what? Hackers, and I am a Black Ops team.
Shit, huh? Who do you play with us? Online?
Show you how
it's going to be. It'll be just like podcasting. You say, hey, we're going to get on at this time.
Come on. We'll talk about our playing games.
Yeah. I'll shoot people.
Joe.
Take out your aggression.
Would you play Black Ops?
I don't know, dude.
You don't know?
The only one I played there a long time ago with my brother. And that's when that Navy SEAL sitcom came out. First came out.
Phil Collins.
That was the only thing I played, and that was online. And we killed we kept on killing the guys that were helping.
You guys played the deathmatch, huh? There's two deathmatch, and they're just a hardcore deathmatch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you were doing. Because when you're doing a team deathmatch, you can shoot at your partners, but they won't die.
Yeah.
You just play the hardcore one, shoot anybody, and they die.
Yo. So I kept hearing that. They kept talking shit because we weren't killing.
Yeah.
So we need help. All right. Blasted him.
Are you suffering?
How's that, buddy? You alright? That's it.
Cool. What game are you playing, Chance?
We're playing a lot of Black Ops.
Black Ops?
Black Ops 3. Black Ops, the third one. And what's the other one? Dawn of War.
Dawn of War. The remaster going on.
Yeah, for PS4. Badass. Kratos.
The remastered one is all of them, right?
No, they just have one. You could buy that one that has all three of them.
Yeah.
It has all three, but I only got the one. I love that one. The third one's the best, I think.
Yeah.
It kicks so much ass in that game.
Kicks in the ass.
It's like you beat with your friend.
It's Black Ops 3, too.
Yeah. You can hook
on that. I'm trying to get my PC up and running better. So I can get more games on it. More PC games.
Nice.
You need to buy some more games. That's Uncharted.
Yeah, so we've been using the Marco Polo app.
Yeah.
How do you guys like it?
I love it.
I like it, but he responded, you don't.
So, yeah, I even gave you co-host.
I know.
Yeah,
it works good. But it works even better if the guy is at the other end
would respond, you know.
Yeah. He responded because I had texted him too when our song came on, when his song came on.
Hey.
On the Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah.
I freaking, Brian, He never gets what's on. It turned out I started singing it, buddy.
Ashes and
Cream. That's all you could hear me is singing over that.
Oh, man, he was singing his heart out.
Singing should have heard. When you sang me the video, were you singing?
Oh, that one, no. That one I wasn't. Well, actually, I was. Because I was I Hate You by the 3 Days Grace singer. Yeah, that's the song that they were singing. Yeah, it was. Yeah,
Big D sent me a video and he was singing. What was it?
I think I Hate You. I Hate
I
Everything.
Hate, I Hate Everything About
yeah.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you trying to tell me something?
No.
It sounds like that, huh?
I think he told you.
He was singing it to me.
I don't think he'd be doing the rock part if he didn't like
it. I didn't love you, Brian.
You should change it to I Love Everything About You.
That sounds awesome.
Well, I only did it because I knew that was a song you would recognize from. And that was that Saint and Sonia band.
Yeah.
And so that's the only reason I sent you that song. God. So they, you gotta be all fucking sensitive about it.
Act all personal.
So, Mark, if you guys don't know out there, Marco Polo is kind of like a, well, they name it a walkie-talkie app.
Yeah.
Where you send somebody a message through video. And on Android, they have the sound effects. They only have the helium.
Are they going to do it for the iPhones?
They said they're getting an update, yeah.
So we need that.
So you need an update.
iPhones need it. iPhones, whoever made the app, iPhones, assholes.
So Android has the helium where it turns your voice. So
yeah.
You did helium, like a deep voice.
Yeah.
Like muscle. They have a muscle.
The puny guys like Johnny.
And then the other one was
Johnny. Dude, Jen.
The robotic voice.
The robotic voice. Thanks, Jets.
That's the one, Johnny Boy, my friend, my best friend. He's like, this is what your vibrator sounds like. He used that voiceover.
Yeah, so Android has that, and iPhone doesn't have that. So, yeah, Marco Polo, if you guys want to give it a shot, walkie-talkie.
Dude, it's awesome.
You guys will love it. Try it out.
It's cool, man. We sing to each other.
Rock Pod, we approve.
Yes. We approve.
Give it a 5. As we can watch each other live too while we record.
Guess what I'm doing?
Guess.
I don't want to see that.
Fuck!
I know what you're doing.
Shut yourself in the face.
There's the one I want to try. You get a free trial. Is YouTube Music.
Oh, yeah, and I tried
it. Sort of in line with YouTube Red.
Yeah.
So you get a 30-day trial, so I'm going to give that a shot.
See, nothing but music, yeah.
So I'm going to give that a shot.
I think I'll try that, man. I'll finally learn how to put a picture up on YouTube. You know, my profile, it'll just blank.
Yeah.
Fuck. But then I just came across, I didn't.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Hey, look, it's there. It's there. It's right on.
Do you guys use any one of your favorite apps, or you guys have tried another app?
I mainly use that one.
Yeah, the Marco Polo.
It's almost—I say it's better than the Snapchat.
Yeah,
it's like Snapchat but better.
Because this was more personal interaction. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can talk to each other quick, just like that.
You just hit start, and it'll keep recording until you hit stop. But on Snapchat, you have to hold it.
Oh, okay.
And it sucks. I
mean, yeah, because it helped out when I was doing his song. Because, dude, I could barely hold my shit together. I was singing hard.
Yeah, he was all.
You can tell this, you know, the picture kept going in and out of focus.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and I was watching it live too. Right?
Yeah, when I was recording it, when he
showed it, when I got his message, it said live. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm watching it live. What you doing?
And I was singing my heart out.
Even for the videos too. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. To other Marco Polo dudes.
Yes, sir.
It's good. Cool. I like it.
If you guys want to try it, give it a shot. You can even do it by phone number or by email, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Phone number's probably the easiest, I think
it just connects automatically.
Yeah, it just connects for it, just like that.
Just invite the ones you want to talk to. Ignore the ones you don't want to talk
to. Yeah, Mr. B. Ignoring me.
Send you one right now.
Okay.
Waiting.
Connect.
Reconnecting.
Connection show.
Dude, it was over there because when I first started talking to him, I was in line. And my dude, look, connecting.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, and then it hit. All right, you connected. Click. Brian, look, connecting.
It's off again.
Yeah, if you have a good signal, then you get a...
It's awesome, dude.
Works perfectly, huh?
Yeah, search spot, like in here, it sucks. Yeah. I got a dead zone in this bastard right here.
If you're in a dead zone building, if you're in prison, it doesn't work.
Especially if you're in prison.
If you're in prison, you don't need the Marco Polo app.
That's another different
subject.
You
need condoms.
That's a different subject, though. For another time, prison.
Marco Polo in prison?
People go to prison just to go to prison. They get three meals a day. Everything's free.
Let's go to prison.
Well, that's the only thing they know.
Have you ever heard of 21 Pilots?
No.
No? One of their songs is pretty popular now. Because a lot of my family and friends, they've been asking me like, hey, have you heard of Heathens from 21 Pilots? And it's from the Suicide Squad soundtrack.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. You never heard it before?
Uh-huh.
No, yeah, it's pretty popular right now. It's probably one of the top 10, you would say.
Oh, from movies, yeah.
Yeah, 21 Pilots, buddy. Fuck and yeah. that song, Heathens, just because it's from Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's cool.
And if you watch the movie... And if you listen to the music, it sounds pretty good. I don't know if it would work if you haven't seen the movie. Remember, because when you listen to a song that's part of the movie, then you know what it's about.
Yeah. You understand what the music is coming from, you know, I guess what part of the movie, whatever.
You can see like the part of the movie that it was playing on.
Yeah.
So that's I guess that's one of the reasons why I like it.
Yeah, shit, yeah.
It's part of the movie. 21 Pilots called Heathens.
So,
then just a few other songs from 21 Pilots. Ride, have you ever heard Ride?
Yeah, I like that song.
Have you? It's good.
I have a couple of those songs.
21 Pilots?
21 Pilots is that Ride. What's the other one?
Chest Out?
It's a new one. That one and another one.
Heathens?
There you go,
Heathens. Yeah, that's what we're just talking about.
Like
that's a pretty popular song now, huh?
My sister, she's a big fan of those guys.
Yeah,
she said that's her favorite band.
Her favorite band.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. So another one was a Car Radio. That one is a song about the way he describes it. He's in his car, and he doesn't have a car radio. Somebody stole his car radio.
Oh shit!
So
that's 21 Pilots.
21 Pilots.
Oh,
yeah,
shit. I haven't heard that one.
Listen to Car Radio. It's pretty good. It gets you thinking.
Yeah.
Because when you, if you're driving, imagine no radio, nothing, and your mind just starts going elsewhere and start thinking about crazy things. So if you listen to the song, it's kind of the same thing too. It's pretty good.
I'll check that out.
Check it out, 21 Pilots. Cool.
Fuck yeah. That sounds pretty good, I guess.
Sorry for the weird interruption there.
To give a little tip and information on like photography, one of the main things I found out was Google Photos. You can store unlimited. They have like unlimited space.
Oh no shit!
As long as your pictures are below 60 megapixels.
Yeah.
That's still a good quality. If you guys if anybody out there is thinking about the 60 megapixels and under, that's still a good quality to have. And Google has that for unlimited storage, so you can store as many photos as you want.
Get that.
Oh shit.
So that part I learned doing a little bit of photography for people.
Yeah.
I usually I'm not getting paid or nothing. But I still do it for fun, like birthdays and stuff like that. And then they tell me, okay, when are you gonna have the pictures up, or when are you gonna send me the pictures or something like that? And my wife and I, we always tell them, especially she's the one that tells them, because it's the last few birthday parties. It was from my wife's friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's the one that's been telling him, yeah, he'll take pictures and he'll put it up on online, and we'll send you a link. So that's basically what we do. After looking at the pictures and sorting them out.
Yeah.
And I don't really do a lot of editing to them because I'm that good.
Oh, shit.
What you guys just...
Ow!
But the good ones, I usually upload them to Google.
Yeah.
And after that, then after you add them to an album, say like you enter the date, and then the birthday, whatever, who's every birthday party or whatever, for the title. Then after that, all the pictures are underneath. you can just share that group, which is pretty cool.
Oh, shit. That's badass.
That was real, real easy for me to get the pictures to everybody else instead of sending them like a Dropbox or...
Yeah, Airbox, whatever.
Thumb drive or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is easy and it's free, too, which is pretty cool.
Oh, shit.
I like that.
That's badass. You know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago about that tiny eye lens that's for your phone. That when you put your lens on your phone and you can adjust the lens, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I finally seen it and I finally understand what the hell it is, dude. Oh, okay.
That little
attachment that you put on your phone.
Yeah.
And that you could just turn it or whatever, you know, brings all the pictures closer or whatever. Shit, yeah, dude.
It's like some of them are specific to fisheye lens.
Yeah, yeah.
To where it kind of gives a...
Almost like a panorama thing, like a kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like a more wider view. Yeah. And other ones, they actually have some that zoom in just a little bit. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, that thing's badass, dude.
Yeah. So if you take a lot of pictures with those, just upload them to Google Photos.
Heck yeah, dude. Right on, man.
I need to do that. I take a lot of pictures. It takes all my memory.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just... adds up to 60 megapixels. And these days, you know, everybody looks at them like on a tablet or... laptop or your phone, so that 16 megapixel quality, it's perfect for those. But if you're willing, if you're gonna make like giant posters and stuff like that, then that's where you'll see the little pixels on the pictures. That's like if you're blowing it up huge, like billboard size. I think that's the only way you would see the little squares. Yeah, but if you're printing out like 8x10s and 4x7s, it'll be real, real good.
Damn, dude, that's badass, man.
So that's one of the photography tips.
Photographers.
I try and take good pictures so you don't have to edit them. That's what I learned too.
Right on, dude.